1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden is among the speakers on this first night of the Democratic National Convention. Her husband, President Biden, will give the keynote address. The convention will end on Thursday with Vice President Kamala Harris accepting the party's nomination for president. Expelled New York Congressman George Santos is expected to plead guilty to a number of fraud charges when he appears today in New York federal court. Phil Donahue has died. He hosted the first TV talk show, which included audience participation. Patient, which was serious sometimes and sometimes not so much.
You're really a romantic when you're alone with your lover.
That's the question I was going to ask. You took it right out of my mouth.
The Donahue's show created a new genre on TV, which paved the way for people like Oprah Winfrey and Jerry Springer. He was 88 years old. The cleanup is underway across much of the Northeast today after a night of severe storms. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz this morning.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Governor Evers praising the Minnesota governor.
We're good friends. We communicate all the time. We work together. So he's just a good leader and just a kind friend. I love him.
Walz spoke at breakfast gatherings for Wisconsin delegates and other key swing states. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table when the University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison later this week. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Progress is being made for the beleaguered Oshkosh Arena. WLUK Fox 11 is reporting that Bayland Buildings, the company that built the arena, has paid more than $644,000 in back taxes, making the arena now eligible for TIF funding and a liquor license. The facility is being managed by a court-appointed receiver. Bayland is suing the arena, Fox Valley Pro Sports, saying it's owed almost $12 million. The arena is home to the Wisconsin Herd. Parents and teachers are starting to get ready for back to school. Supply lists are out, teachers are spiffing up their rooms, and communities like Green Bay are holding resource fairs to get kids excited and ready to go. All Stars Youth Day was held at Joannes Park in Green Bay Sunday, giving kids free haircuts, school supplies, and even socks, shoes, and underwear. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers shut out the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cleveland Guardians came to Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. They left after being swept in a three-game series. The crew with a 2-0 shutout Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's what this whole thing's about. When you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's what makes it feel really, really special. Makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have it like that.
The Brewers head to St. Louis to open a three-game series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers losing to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver. The Broncos played their starters, while the Packers went with their second and third string players, but Green Bay with poor run blocking and even worse pass protection.
Offensively, just want to see more fight from our guys. That was frustrating, just the lack of ability to move the football, both in the running game and in the passing game. So we definitely just got to reevaluate and take a long, hard look at everybody.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly sunny today and quite pleasant, with high temperatures climbing into those mid-70s and winds out of the north. A few isolated showers or spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon. Wrapping up early this evening, we clear things out and we have another bright and beautiful day ahead tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Live on location, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Welcome in live on location here at the United Center of the Democratic National Convention. Never gonna give you up. A little Rick Astley by request here. Welcome into hour two of the big program. It is now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. We are live on location along with Mr. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project. I'll get it right yet. Mr. Zommer is back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Mr. Zommer, it is a beautiful day here in Chicago. Blue skies all the way. How are things back home in Madison?
It's beautiful here as well, super sunny, but not too hot. So just how I like it.
Just exactly how you like it. Well, let me tell you, things are going to heat up tonight as President Joe Biden is going to be giving the keynote address. Big evening tonight here in Chicago to honor Joe Biden, to kind of make this transition from Biden being at the top of the ticket to Harris being at the top of the ticket by the end of the week. So all of us are looking forward to that. Wow, what a great first hour, by the way. Many thanks to Sky Perryman of Democracy Forward and also Rick Smith of The Rick Smith Show. You can hear it every evening from 10 until 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Trigvi Olson, I just love the way that Rick, he's a working guy. He's a real dude. And I love the way he puts things so that we can understand it. And I think he's so right that this is just about taking the fight to the street. And I'm so thankful to see Kamala Harris and Tim Walz on the street, so to speak, on a bus in Philadelphia. They're going to be in Milwaukee at the Fiserv Forum up in Milwaukee tomorrow. These are not people who are just sitting behind a desk or inside. They're out there with the sun on their face, and you've run a lot of campaigns. Usually it's the candidate with the sun on their face that's going to come out on top.
Well, in a lot of campaigns, right, the campaign that works the hardest and the smartest typically wins,
right?
I think the other thing about it is, honestly, the contrast to an old, demented, failing candidate, one who's demonstrating, quite frankly, a lot of signs of age-related decline, mm-hmm. In Donald Trump versus a young 57-year-old, energetic 58-year-old person, middle-aged person, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference. Now, I haven't been 78 like Donald Trump yet. I've only been 57, so I'm more like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. But Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between 35 and 57, too. Right?
And there's a big difference in policies that are moving us forward and policies that continue to look backwards.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, our policy is important in this race to a degree. But Kamala Harris doesn't really have different policies than Joe Biden. I mean, they have a lot of similar policies. Yes, there's nuanced differences. But the truth of the matter is, before Joe Biden got out of the race, Chris Lasavitas, Susie Wiles, Trump campaign, had made the race a referendum on Joe Biden's competency to serve. The reason that Kamala Harris is doing so well is not because of policy. It's not because her positions are all that are super popular with the voters that ultimately decide it. Although I'd say they're more popular than some of the weird ideas that are coming out of Donald Trump. It's because of the contrast. People, it's that contrast. The
energy, youth, competence,
yeah,
leadership versus old negative.
Michigan, yeah. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, the voters in the states that are going to decide this, who will decide it, tend to be right of center. They tend to be guys like us, former Republicans or still Republicans. They're uncomfortable with some parts of the Democratic, the far left, certainly policies. They're pro-Israel. They're, you know, tend to prefer lower taxes than higher taxes. They like their guns. If the race is about the left and left-wing policies versus right-wing policies, if it's Mandela Barnes versus Ron Johnson, two candidates that they really didn't like that much, who won in Wisconsin?
Ron Johnson?
Yeah, Ron Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
If it's between Tony Evers and Tim Michaels, who won?
Tony Evers.
Right. The lesson, was there a lot of policy differences between Mandela Barnes and Tony Evers?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Well, so what was the race about?
Personality.
And style and substance. And one was palling around with Bernie Sanders before the election, and the other was out campaigning with Tammy Baldwin. Right? The bottom line is the voters in these states that are going to decide this, if it's a referendum on Donald Trump or a contrast between an energetic, hardworking candidate in Tim Wall and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz versus Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, then that's a good contrast. And where Democrats run into problems is when they start not building narratives, particularly about the other side and also about themselves, contrasting narratives. When they get into trouble is when they start, you know, getting too much into policy.
Speaking of that contrast, Mr. Zomeritz, I want to play this clip from Tim Walz. Over the weekend, they stopped by a high school football practice, and there was no notes, there was no teleprompters. You had Harris and the second gentleman standing back there and just watching this. And you want to talk first? Or?
Yeah, before.
All right, go ahead.
Important thing. I want listeners to listen to this, particularly because we have a lot of listeners who are Democrats. Little teaching moment here. Is Tim Walz talking about policy, and is that why it got attention, or is he painting narratives?
Here we go. Here's Tim Walz at high school football practice in Pennsylvania over the weekend.
I know it'd be easy, especially now. Our politics has been pretty ugly. Our politics has seemed pretty negative. Our politics is something that I know what I fear most is that young people turn away from it rather than turning into it. Politics isn't that much different than this. It's about something bigger than themselves. It's about setting a future goal and trying to reach it. It's about doing it with dignity and hard work. It's about doing it with humility. And when you lose, you walk across the field and you shake hands with the other team and know they played hard too. But we're all in it together to try and make it better. And things like investing in this public school and having, I can't imagine what this place looks like when it's filled with folks and the lights are on and the leaves are turning and that game's in the fourth quarter and somebody has to make that play. Somebody has to step up and you look to each side of you and you know, I trust them. I trust them to make that play. Our country's not that different. Our neighbors want to be with you. Our neighbors want to do what's right. And the more we figure out that we're in this thing together and we have more in common than we have separated, we're going to do a heck of a lot better. So I have to tell you, thanks for taking some time. Thanks for giving us the privilege to stand on this field, because you earn the right to be on this field. You earn it with a lot of sweat. You earn it with a lot of time in the weight room. You earn it with the folks who came before you and know that they care how you conduct yourselves on this. And we feel the same way. We have a responsibility to the American public to conduct ourselves with dignity, conduct ourselves with a vision, and to conduct ourselves on all of this. When football's done right, it is just fun as heck to play the game. And that's the way things can be. So I have to tell you, I am just honored to be with this leader. I'm honored with someone who's showing us that. I'm honored with someone who's out doing politics with a smile on her face and with a sense of that everybody matters. And we're here in this space to say it's not just a cliche. Our future is with you, and we have a responsibility to deliver it to you in good shape, to make sure that we're doing the right things to give you a good shot at the future. And so for me, it's a privilege to be on this team. It's a privilege to see this leader do it with such joy.
Is it any wonder, Trevi Olsen, why Tim Walz took his Minnesota high school football team from winless to state champions in 3 years?
Yeah, it wasn't about the plays. He inspired them to go out and
go through a wall.
And run through walls for him. And that politics.
I can listen to that guy all day.
The reason that Tim Walz is right, because he doesn't talk like a typical Democrat. He's not saying to you, Todd, I'm going to give you this. Or Todd, we have this policy that's great. Or, you know, like whatever. What he's doing is he's taking big narrative that contrast with the opponent. And then he's using policy to reinforce that narrative. Democrats typically don't do that. And the reason that
Obama got it.
Obama got it and Clinton got it. You're talking about the two generational talents in the Democrat Party. Nancy Pelosi gets that.
Yeah.
But most Democrats, in terms of how they have typically functioned, is we're going to toss this policy to this constituency, this policy to this constituency. Well, Republicans are building narratives.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This time, because they're creating narratives, their narratives, pun intended, Trump's narratives. Trump's narratives are commie Kamala. That means nothing when you've got people out there giving people a reason to be optimistic. It's like Reagan.
Right.
And the other thing is, honestly, they set the bars. The Republicans did this. There's a piece of it. They did this themselves. What was the narrative about Harris before we've gotten to see her over the last 3 weeks, and now we're going to see the culmination of that in the next couple of days? What was the narrative? She's not competent. Can she even utter?
Not intelligent.
Right, not intelligent. The fact that Kamala Harris came out of the gate demonstrated that she can, you know, she utter two complete sentences that aren't nonsense, unlike Donald Trump.
Yeah.
She can string a ton of them together. A
couple minutes before the break here, Trevi. Speaking of Trump, we got some cuts we're going to play so people can hear the contrast you're talking about. But give us your take on this as someone who's worked on national campaigns, McCain in particular. I have, in 30 years working in politics, I've never seen the first 30 days of a campaign be nearly flawless like Harris's.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, I was there. It's the same. It's a lot of the same people doing the blocking and tackling. It's the coach who got changed, quite frankly, because the reality is there was a level of denial. And I was saying this to you off air. I should have probably been brave enough to say it on air, but I wasn't saying it. And that is, after that debate, it was abundantly clear. I look at a lot of polling and a lot of research. It was abundantly clear that people across the state of Wisconsin, who are these Dobbs dads and Red Dawn conservatives and Democracy Versus Moms, who are these right-of-center voters, had looked a lot of them are like, Donald Trump, never.
Right.
But they looked at Joe Biden after that, and they said, can't vote for either of these people, and Joe Biden was going to lose. Yeah. Kamala Harris, the contrast, they're relieved. They have a real choice. And not only that, now all the momentum is moving against Trump because they've got a real choice, and the more it becomes, the more she cements the fact that she's a serious choice, the more nuts he goes.
Yeah. That's the, you wouldn't want to be
He's demented and mentally ill.
You don't want to be a ketchup bottle at Mar-a-Lago these days. You might find yourself
slamming. You don't want to be Chris Lasavita or Susie Wiles, apparently, either. Or Tony the pollster.
Is Lewandowski really fetching beers for Lasavita
No, I think it's the other way around.
Okay, very good. We'll come back. We have more. Some cuts from the Trumpster in contrast to the excitement here at the DNC. We're live in Chicago. It's the Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location at the United Center at the Democratic National Convention across the Civic Media Radio Network. Along with me at the anchor desk, we have Trygve Olson, former Republican like myself, now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Rick Wilson is going to be joining us tomorrow. He's a busy guy, Rick Wilson, you understand. He's texted us, and he will join us, just not today. So looking forward. Ran into him yesterday at the Hilton downtown when I was delivering you guys' credentials, and I messed up because about 8 yards away from me was Arizona Senator Mark Kelly and his wife Gabby Giffords, and I said, "Trygve, I think I'm going to go over to ask him to be on the show." And I was talking to you, and while I was talking to you, they whisked him away into a ticketed event, and I missed my chance. So thanks a lot, buddy.
So.
Because of you, I don't get Mark Kelly. No, that's fine.
Did you? Oh, because they showed up, so you didn't get to go over and ask him.
Yeah, such is life. We'll figure it out.
Well, I'll try and see if I can think of somebody who would know Mark Kelly.
All right, that'd be fantastic. We love a great astronaut, a great guy, was on the short list for the VP. If you'd like to ask Trygve a question, talk about what's happening here this week at the Democratic National Convention, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary, listening in Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, okay, you know I'm a conservative. I love America. I am a capitalist. I own my own heating and air conditioning business. I worked 60 hours a week for the last 51 years. Raised a family, got 11 grandkids, okay? I am not ever going to be a socialist. I will never vote for a person who is a socialist. Tim Walz, Kamala Harris, they both admit that they're socialists. They believe in anybody who crosses the border. If you get into this country, we will take care of you. We will give you free health. We will give you free housing. We will give you free schooling. We will give you free this. It's not free. We're paying for it. You and I are paying for it. The borders have been left open. If we have, between now and the election, if there's another terrorist attack, and it's guys that came in through the open borders, the Democrats will be done forever. Kamala Harris will have this on her on the blood.
Done forever?
No, I'm not.
That's a bold pronouncement. How about this?
Well,
my question is, would Democrats be done forever if Donald Trump, let's say Donald Trump wins? You would prefer that, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
so Donald Trump wins the election. Well, okay, he's not your first choice, but you have two choices in this election.
Yes.
So
right.
Donald Trump wins. Right. Let's walk through this. Donald Trump wins, and on December 8th, when Congress meets to begin the certification process, Donald Trump is certified in the state of Wisconsin as having won by 5,000 votes. That's probably realistic, and that's what tips it over. And on January 6th, Kamala Harris refuses to accept Wisconsin's votes, and Joe Biden calls for his supporters to go to the Capitol and overturn what's happening. Would Democrats be done forever if that were to occur?
Okay, I don't remember that happening. I remember.
No, I'm saying if it Trump well, going out, you don't.
Donald Trump never told anybody to riot. He never
did. He did.
He said go.
He did. He said walk down to the Capitol. How many?
I'm sorry, you're right. He said and do it peacefully, and you know it. You absolutely
he did,
know
he
it
did, he did,
fight like hell is what he said.
He said fight like hell.
Fight like hell.
He said fight like hell. And here's the other thing.
All right, Gary, I let you go, Gary, because I think I want to get this out there because I know there are people who do think like you. And I want to address it in a thoughtful way. But
Who is Mike Pence backing in this election?
Wait,
Gary.
I didn't hear you.
Gary, Mike Pence going to vote in this election? Is Mike Pence a good person?
Probably. I think he's a great person. I think he's an upstanding.
He's already said he will
person.
Not that Donald Trump should not be president in the United States again.
How about Paul Ryan?
Absolutely.
One of Wisconsin's native Republican favorite sons, Paul Ryan, who has said that Donald Trump is unfit for office. He called him an authoritarian narcissist. Is Paul Ryan wrong?
I think I agree with he is a narcissist and he is a pig. And I understand it. I'm not saying that he's a moral person, but I'm saying that if you have to stand up to Putin and you got Trump standing up to Putin or Kamala Harris.
Okay. Can I say, Gary, do you know my background?
Stronger.
All right.
Gary.
Time out, Gary.
Time out, Gary. Do you know my background? Do you know about me and Putin? I was banned from Russia by Putin himself in a speech given by Nikolai Patrushev to the Duma when I worked for John McCain. So I think, let me tell you, all of the people that I met who were sort of suspect in and around Putin, most of them ended up working for Donald Trump, like Paul Manafort, Konstantin Kalemnik. So I think I probably can judge who would be better positioned to deal. Vladimir Putin has zero respect for Donald Trump. He sees Donald Trump as an easy mark. Because the first thing that somebody with an FSB background like Vladimir Putin looks for, or Nikolai Patrushev for that matter, is where can somebody be exploited and tipped? Yeah. Is Donald Trump a greedy man? You just went through all the places where Donald Trump is vulnerable.
And thank you. I appreciate the call. I really do appreciate the call, Gary. I want to give you some time. But Mr. Zomers, we have time for this Cavuto clip because it gets right to the heart of what Gary's talking about with immigration. We have time for that, Mr. Zomers?
Yes.
All right, here's Neil Cavuto, Fox News, talking to conservative U.S. Senator Lankford on what really happened with the immigration bill.
I know you're not trying to zing your colleagues, but it's your colleagues in your party, sir, who torpedoed this, who didn't get the facts right on what you just outlined was in that measure. They killed it. Ironically, not Democrats.
Right. It was painful to be able to watch. It got stirred up in all the presidential politics, and several of my colleagues started looking for ways after President Trump said, don't fix anything during the presidential election. It's the single biggest issue during the election. Don't resolve this. We'll resolve it next year. Quite a few of my colleagues backed up, looked for a reason to be able to shoot against it, and then walked away. I get that. That's a decision everybody makes in it. My issue is if we're pursuing everything, we very often end up with nothing. If we're pursuing someone coming later to fix it, later seems to never come. When we have a moment to fix things, we should fix as many things as we can then come back later and fix the rest.
That's on Donald Trump, Senator.
That, again, he's got an office that he's running for. He's got a campaign that he's running. I'm already in office. I've got a responsibility to be able to carry on this.
That is Neil Cavuto, Fox News host, and Senator Jim Lankford, Republican. Trigvi, there is a narrative out there that Democrats are somehow soft on immigration, and they're pounding the hell out of it in Wisconsin airwaves right there. That was one of the most conservative Republican U.S. senators in the United States Senate confirming it was Donald Trump who stopped immigration reform. It's Donald Trump's fault that we don't have a deal in immigration reform, and I think the truth has to come out.
Yeah, it is the reason we don't. And honestly, to Gary's point, right? Gary's like, well, Democrats will be done if terrorists come through. The reason we don't have an immigration deal, is Donald J. Trump.
There you go. Stay tuned. News, weather, sports update, ag updates as well. Come on back. We're live in the DNC where the truth does matter. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats have an eye on winning majorities in the state legislature. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Democrats' strategy for November targets 5 Senate races and 16 Assembly races. Scam artists are using social media videos to copy people's voices. Consumer advocates say you should only share videos with friends and family and decline social media connection requests with suspicious-looking accounts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. In August, college communities will see students and families preparing for the upcoming school year. Many students will be moving out or into rental properties and should know what to do to protect themselves during the transition. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Michelle Reinen recommends doing your research.
You want to be sure that you are doing all you can to be sure you're dealing with someone who's going to be able to follow up with any concerns that you have. So never sign blank documents. You can learn more on movers from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and they have great documents to prepare you for moving at protectyourmove.gov.
To know more about the rights and responsibilities under our rental agreement, DATCP has free online landlord-tenant resources at landlordtenant.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny today and quite pleasant, with high temperatures climbing into those mid-70s and winds out of the north. A few isolated showers or spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon. Wrapping up early this evening, we clear things out and we have another bright and beautiful day ahead tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin CHAIRS Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Cheese Curd Nick and Vanessa Morin from Feed My Starving Children are in to talk about teaming up to raise money for that organization. Plus, Bob Hornacek from Paul's Pantry will join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the United Center. We are live on location here for the All Ball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network for the Democratic National Convention. A busy day indeed. Glad to have you along with us. If you'd like to join the show, look at that beautiful shot by our chief engineer, Corey Hartman. People coming, going. We got all kinds of media folks. We're right around the corner from where the main stage is here in the bowl, as they call it, of the United Center, where tonight President Joe Biden will be giving the keynote address. And word has it that we may be seeing the Wisconsin chairman of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, may stop by the desk here a little while as well. Here's what Trigby does. He's a political bloodhound. He senses a guest and he goes out and he retrieves. He's a great political retriever, you understand. So that's a lot of fun. So I believe Trigby may be coming back with the chairman here any minute. Right now, taking your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Talking a little bit about the narrative here of the Democratic Party, talking about what may exist that is untrue out there in the world in terms of immigration. We were talking about before the break there, one of our callers. And I think it's important to let this breathe a little bit. That's why I like, you know, to give our callers a little bit of time, because I know that these untrue narratives are out there, particularly on immigration, because it's been pounded and pounded and pounded on radio and television ads and digital ads that somehow this is the Democrats' fault. It's the Joe Biden's fault. When in fact, as we heard right before the break, Fox News host Neil Cavuto talking to very conservative Senator Jim Lankford of Oklahoma, who co-authored the bill, the immigration reform bill, said this is Donald Trump's fault. It was killed by Donald Trump. And so it's just good to get the truth out there. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. I believe we have Dick in Madison listening on WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, look, I really admire Gary for what he's done as a small businessman, but let me get this straight. He's against a socialist or perceived socialist, but yet he'll vote for a phony capitalist, and by that I mean he could care less about small business people like him. It's all about what he did with that tax break the first year in office, which benefited who? The very high corporate America, and blew the deficit through the ceiling. And then as far as conservative, he's a phony again. He's the furthest thing from a conservative. I thought
100%.
They were one of the things is fiscal conservative, and he's far from that. You know how I see him? I see him like Mel Brooks when he was playing the governor in Blazing Saddles. He's just a stooge.
Vroom!
And he's just doing work, and signing anything they with a rubber stamp.
Yeah.
That's right. Him.
I like that, Dick. I like that a lot. Thank you so much, Dick and Madison. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dick brings up a great point, and we didn't have time to get into it there before the break. So I want to address this comment, because you're going to hear this a lot on alternate news sources from the Republicans this week that this convention to this week is about socialism, quote unquote, socialist policies. Well, like Tim Walz said in Minnesota, you want to call it socialist that kids have full bellies when they go to school for school lunches? And if we want to talk about government programs, Trigby, your colleague from the Lincoln Project, Stuart Stevens, who tweeted out being a Mississippian, if you want to talk about social programs, what about the fact that the state of Mississippi gets 40% of their state budget from federal tax dollars? I think the people of Wisconsin would like their money back if we don't want to have socialist programs like you do in red Republican Mississippi.
Well, I mean, red states are far more getters from, not Wisconsin, well, Wisconsin's a purple state, but red states get far more than give in terms of federal taxes. But, you know, it's a good point. Donald Trump is not a conservative. And Gary, in some ways, is trying to have it both ways. Well, I don't like Donald Trump, but, you know, Harris is a socialist. Well, and the border, you know. Listen, here's the thing with Gary. We should feel a little sympathetic to Gary because Gary clearly is spending a lot of time watching Fox News and is literally in an information universe that's trying to reinforce things. And the truth of the matter is, and this really was part of the reason why I left the Republican Party and got so outraged by Donald Trump, Gary is probably a very good guy. He's a small business guy. He's probably the person you want as your neighbor. He's being taken advantage of by Donald Trump and people who are creating narratives, like those at Fox News, who are trying to play on the goodness and rightness of people like Gary because it's a profitable business model. Because at the end of the day, for Fox News and for Donald Trump, that's all it is. It's a business model to separate hardworking, good people like Gary from their pocketbooks.
And we know from the Dominion lawsuit over the 2020 election that Fox News knows this, and they play people, like you say, just for money.
100%.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Lisa listening on WMDX.
We do not have Lisa. We do have Don in Milwaukee.
All right, very good. Don listening on WAUK out of Waukesha. Don in Milwaukee. Thanks for listening, Don. What say you?
No problem. I enjoy your program. See, I just tuned in. I'd like to correct that caller. I think his name was Larry, Jerry. I didn't get his name.
Gary. Yep, anyway, Gary.
Okay. He made a comment, and I couldn't believe my ears. He says that Trump would stand up to Putin. Well, my God, he's subservient to Putin. He idolizes him. He calls him a genius.
For invading Ukraine.
He calls him a genius. Yeah. And then he says he sends love letters to Kim Jong-un. I mean, this guy hates our guts. Where's he been the last 20 years? We've been fighting communism. Now you want to idolize people like that? I just cannot believe that this guy is this foolish. For a great lot of love. And then I happen to see a program, The View, to Channel 12. And there was a general on there, and he admitted that he had voted for Trump in 2016, and he's urging the people, please, whatever you do, this man's a security risk, do not vote for Trump. Now, this is a general. I didn't get his name. I just wanted to bring that to your attention, and thank you for taking my call.
It's great to point, Don. Thank you so much, Don, in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK out of Waukesha. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. It goes back, Trivy, to your point earlier, what Don just made there from a military standpoint. Look at General Kelly, a decorated four-star Marine general that served as chief of staff to Trump. Look at other military people that served under Trump. Miley, Joint Chiefs of Staff. To your point, even his own vice president, in Mike Pence, none of them, military leaders and the like that served under Trump, are endorsing the guy. They're just like this guy has no business being back in the White House.
I don't believe there's a living former Republican vice president or president who is backing Donald Trump. I don't know how many of his former chiefs of staff are backing Donald Trump.
Maybe, not that I know
maybe
of.
Reince.
Reince is the only
Reince
one.
Is probably the only one.
But Reince?
Reince.
Reince.
But, you know, think about Reince, right?
Exactly. Like, think about Reince.
And think about how Donald Trump treated Reince.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling in. Hope the ferry is going well. How goes it up there?
Ferry is running fine, last I checked.
Fantastic.
In the meantime, two things, several things. Number one, wasn't Trump the guy that said something like, regarding the Ukraine, I'll let Putin do whatever he wants?
Right.
I seem to recall something like that. And then there's immigration. Yeah. The majority of the so-called illegals are really undocumented people who entered legally. And many of these
Correct.
Have applied for renewals for their visas due to insufficient staffing of our immigration system, much of it caused by budget cuts. Oh, guess who cuts the budget? And these people are waiting for entirely legal renewal of their visas, and they're staying in the States because they have families here, they have jobs here. Yeah, they're trying to stay within the States, of course. As far as the border is concerned, where are our border problems in Wisconsin? Lake Michigan border, maybe? Superior? How about Minnesota?
Trigby Telfy in St. Croix County, they don't like to let Vikings fans over. But other than that, I don't think we have a real border problem.
Great
points. Right, and the Bears fans, who, by the way, are very cocky down here. The Bears fans are very cocky down here.
They actually think their team's going to be good.
Right.
I was talking to the guy who gave me the ride in, and I thought, have you not watched Hard Knocks, Caleb Williams?
Right.
They're going to screw that guy up. He's going to be like Jeff George with a
Jeff
Gucci
George.
Bag. The last time there was a first-round pick who just was... Well, I guess there's been some others. He's no Peyton Manning or Jordan Love or Brett Favre.
Thanks for the call, Jack. Always appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go over to a city that does have a good football team, Detroit. Andrew in Detroit, thanks for calling in. I know the Lions are going to be good again. I'm a little nervous, Andrew, that the Packers are going to have trouble getting around Detroit this year.
I'm a little nervous about Detroit also, but I'm rooting for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm not originally. I'm from Rhode Island originally, but I'm all Detroit.
Oh, okay.
So.
Cool. Good for you.
I want to talk about the southern border, Trump's southern border. First of all, he never finished his border wall. In many places, the border wall is falling down. The Mexican government never gave a cent to it. And what did they do to shut it down? They shut it down and forced the people coming from South American countries to stay there in Mexico, where the women, the girls, and probably a lot of young boys, too, were being sexually assaulted by the people there. And then taking their last dollars to give to coyotes who they knew they probably couldn't trust, who might let them out on the other side, or they might sell them into permanent slavery. And then the ever so lovely Stephen Miller, his big plan was separate the children from the parents, separate those poor children. And to this day, I don't know that they've been able to reunite them with any family members because of the mess they made. I'll tell you where we've got a border problem, Todd. It's right here in Detroit. You know, those Canadians coming over that border, filling up the seats in our arenas, our stadiums, and this and that. You know, I don't know. You can't even get a seat from here. Todd.
I can't even get a seat from that. I like that line a lot.
nonsense.
You're right. All right. That's the best medicine. And Trigvi will tell you, because he knows some of these guys in Trump world, the thing that Trump and the Trumpsters hate is being laughed at. And that's why it's great. That's how you treat a bully. You never let up. You pound him in the mouth, and you keep laughing at him. So, great call. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks, and have a great season over there at the Lions. Thank you so much, Andrew. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Trigvi, about 40 seconds left here. We got other people on the line. We'll get to it on the other side. But I love this whole joyful warrior thing. The fact that there's energy already in Detroit here, or not in Detroit, in Chicago. There's probably energy in Detroit, too.
Evanston.
Right. But there's real energy here. And I think that matters.
There is definitely energy. I mean, yeah, it matters a lot. I said to somebody, you know, the event that Harris and Walls did in Chippewa Falls, yeah. Right, that you were at.
It was fantastic.
I've never seen anything like that.
As our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. 855-752-4842. Your calls, and we'll wrap things up in Chicago. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together, we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago at the United Center. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up, CBS News, ABC News, depending upon which of the great stations across the Civic Media Radio Network that you listen to. And then stay tuned. Usually they're in Waukesha, but they're literally 6 feet from me, Maggie Dawn and Brian Kelly of the great award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, coming up live on location here immediately after our program. Maggie has a great show lined up. Brian Kelly is here in person, so be prepared for that. They'll be on right after our show. Right now we have Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project here at the desk along with me. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lots of people on the line. Keep it brief if you can. We're going to take it in the order that people called. Let's go first to John, listening on WMDX out of Madison. John in Sun Prairie, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, guys. Great show. I was calling.
Appreciate it.
I was calling to confirm what Gary said. I agree with him as a small business person myself that Trump is amoral. And he came right out and said it. Yet he's
right.
Another one of those sheep that's going to vote for him, which confounds me, you know, if you're thinking logically. But the main point I wanted to make was regarding Harris's and Walz's platform. I'd really like to see somewhere on that platform, or included at least in the speeches of the next four nights, something to do with corporate profiteering, especially with the inflation we've had due to COVID. What say you guys?
Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, John. Trigvi, again, there are people out there like John who really want to hear a little substance here. And what about this? Because there's been a lot of talk about inflation. I know from having worked at L.L. Bean, that which is a good company, I think. But even they were marking shirts and pants up $10 that have been sitting in the warehouse in the U.S. for months. And you get these corporations who are profiting off of the off of COVID. Is that something you think that matters in this election?
Yeah, I mean, I think that said, I mean, I think at the end of the day, this race, if it's a referendum on Donald Trump, that works to Democrats' advantage and Kamala Harris will win that race. If it is a referendum on policies, sort of, if you're going to get people like Gary, who said he thinks Trump's reprehensible. Well, I mean, I don't think that's the word to use, but he's troubled by Donald Trump, but that Harris and Walz are socialists. What's that about? That's a narrative about policy, right? If it's about policy, you're never going to get those kinds of people. If it's a referendum on Donald Trump, you might, or you might get him to stay home.
8-5. So, good.
That's what it needs to be about.
855-752-4842. Let's go to John in, no, I'm sorry, it's Susan next. I apologize. Susan on the line. Thank you so much, Susan, for calling. What say you?
Well, I wanted to bring up a conversation that's not really addressed when they talk about the border, about how most of the fentanyl, actually 90% of it, if I have my research correctly, is coming with Americans crossing the border back and forth to Mexico, as opposed to somebody who is not documented. And the other thing is a lot of the sex traffickers bring kids across the border. I've watched several reliable programs about that. And, you know, we have to start talking about really the problem is not the undocumented folks. It's the Americans who choose to make a profit by taking grain all across. I mean, it's really, we have to have that conversation. And that's hidden in all this border talk. So that's all I have to say.
Great, great comments, Susan, and very thoughtful. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Now let's go to John listening on WMDX out of Watertown. John, if you could keep it brief, what do you got, John?
Yes, I just wanted to comment on that one guy that called earlier, Gary. It reminds me of, I mean, I've heard Republicans call Democrats socialists since I was a kid, and my parents were strong Nixon supporters. And they were calling them socialists back then, and we've had numerous Democratic presidents since then, and here we are in 2024, the top 1% has more wealth than the bottom 50%. I just don't see any way that we're anywhere near socialism. I just have, what's the fear of that?
Yeah, really, really great point. Thank you so much, John. Quickly, Trigvi?
I mean, honestly, like that,
It's just a tired narrative.
They're trying to, well, yes. And honestly, Gary will be calling back in 3 weeks. She's a communist.
Right.
I heard it on Hannity.
855-752-4842.
That's what they're pivoting to.
Joe, listening on WMDX in Madison. Joe, it's always a pleasure. What do you got for us today, Joe?
I just wanted to respond again to Gary, who described himself as a person who started a business and worked 60 hours a week, which is all commendable. And I would just say to him, those attributes are with people on both sides of the aisle. I would look just in my own representatives. Francesca Hong started out as a restaurant server and then bought her own restaurant, Morris Ramen, and that from her work there decided to join into the state to representatives. Kelda Royce, my state senator, CEO of a real estate company called Open Homes. My representative in Congress, Mark Pocan, still owner of Budget Sign and Specialty since 1988. This idea that only people are conservatives are capitalists is just ridiculous. There's plenty of people on both sides of the aisle that start their own businesses and that they work hard. I think you'd start with the people in your place where you work. Again, a business started, capitalist business, Progressive Radio, and I'm sure that you've had many hours that go past 60. Many hours, many times you've had a week like that. So it doesn't belong on anybody's shoulders, and I think it's unfair of him to think that he's somehow some kind of saint that isn't represented on the other side. No way. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Hey, thanks always. Appreciate it, Joe. Yeah, look, I've been a small business owner, owned a couple of coffee shops. I know what it's like to put those long hours in. And to me, Trigvi, it's just about who's going to fight for us, whether it's a small business person, whether it's a teacher, you know, who's going to fight for us? A guy who's a narcissist like Donald Trump, or someone who's talking about going to high school football practices and touring the country and talking to real people?
My mom was a high school English teacher. She worked more than 50 hours a week, right? Honestly, again, we should feel sorry for Gary because Gary is being told a narrative by people like Hannity and Fox News that they're the hard workers.
Great show today. Appreciate everybody. Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project. Rick Smith of The Rick Smith Show. Also, Sky Perryman of Democracy Forward. Appreciate all of our great staff here, our great engineers who are making this show run. Corey Hartman in particular. Great job, Corey. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And Casper here. And also, guess what? Coming up on the other side here, Brian Kelly. Where do you go? And Maggie Dawn. Stay tuned for them. They're here, we promise. Stay tuned also. 6 o'clock tonight, our wrap-up show. We'll see you tomorrow live from the DNC in Chicago. See you then. Keep banging on your drum.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Hour number two, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.